Good morning, guys. Good morning. So it's we're picking up from Beitza Gimel Amud Beis and David Amud Aleph. So we're gonna, I don't know if how many people saw the Gemara, but it's just one line really of the Gemara. One line in Gimel Amud Beis, one line in David Amud Aleph. So we talked about this Brice a little bit last time, but now we're going to focus on a different aspect. So on Gimel Amud Beis, it says we have this price that Echad Beitza Shenolda B'Shabbos, Echad Beitza Shenolda B'Yantif. So you have an egg which is born on Yantif or on Shabbos, doesn't make a difference for this Chabura. We said you're not able to move it, you're not able to use it to boost up a bed, you could cover it with a kli. And then we said Sveika Asura. So these are the key lines. Sveika Asura. So you're not sure. Again, what's the case? You have an egg which is born on Yantif. But now you forget, was it born on Yontif? So Yontif is on, let's make it easy. Yontif is on Shabbos. It's like yesterday. Yom Kippur was on Shabbos. So now you're not sure. You knew that the egg was born at some point. You just can't remember, was it born on Yontif or was it born the day before Yontif? And now it's Yontif afternoon. You know, the chickens give birth to so many eggs. You thought you mark them always if they're born Erev Yontif. This one you forgot to mark. Now you're not sure. So what is the din? The Gemara says, Sveika Asura. It's Asur just as if it was born on Yontif. Then the second law, which is important for our purposes, is Imnis Arva Be'elef Kulon Asuros. Now, if you haven't, now, so what this case of Chora is talking about a regular egg, which I know was born on Yontif. Okay, so I know that this egg is Asur. All of a sudden, it drops into, you know, a pile of, let's say, a dozen eggs, whatever, let's say it falls into a pile of 100 eggs, it's still Asur. So, Vimnis Arva Be'elef. Kulan Asurus, they're all Asur on Yontif. Now we're going to have to understand why that's true. Why is it Asur on Yontif? What is the Pshat? And that, so we have two questions. Number one, the Sveiko is Asur. And in this Arva Be'elef, Kulan Asurus. Okay. So the Gemara then has a discussion. The Gemara says, I understand why Safek is Asur if what? If the problem is that if it's Daraisa, if it's Achana the Rab. So it's Safek Daraisa Lechumra. So here you have a Safek, it's Daraisa Lechumra. But what about if you hold that the whole Isser is like those other two rabbis, Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yosef, that says it's Dirabanan? So we have a general klal. Everyone knows this, right? Safek Dirabanan Lakula. So you have an egg. So again, I have a very simple case. I'm not sure if this egg was born on Yontif or before Yontif. And what's the halacha of this egg? So since it's a Dirabanan Isser only, according to Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yosef, you know, maybe you're going to come, if I allow you to eat an egg which is born on Yontif, maybe I'm going to come to pick an apple from a tree. Okay, or whatever, something like that. It's a Dirabanan Isser. So, it should be mutter, but yet the Braisa says it's Asr. The Gemara leaves us as a tzarech in at this point. It's a question. We don't understand how they're going to do. Okay. Says the Gemara. Here we go. Here comes the answer. We turn now to David Amar Aleph. There's a colleague. So the Gemara has all 30 lines of trying to answer that up. We're not going into that. That's a little bit too technical. I'm more interested in Rav Ashi's final answer. Yeah, if you want, we could get into Esha Darko, Kosha Darko Imanas. I think I would lose myself faster than I lost you. But Rav Ashi says, on Daud Amud Aleph, Rav Ashi says, La'olam Safek Yomtiv Safek Chol. So again, it's the same case. We're dealing with this egg is born on, I'm not sure if it's born on Yomtiv or if it's born on Chol. Have a Dover Sheyeshua Matirin. V'chol Dover Sheyeshua Matirin. Afilu midrabanan lobat. So what does that mean? That means that what is the concept of a davar sheishu matirin? It's a pretty easy concept to understand. It's that something which is usur now, but I know will be permitted at a later point in time. So it has a greater stringency to it, meaning that it's not batal. So let's talk again. We have two cases in our braisa. One case of the braisa was I'm not sure if this egg was born on Yontif or if it was born on Chol. Says the braisa, it's Asr because Safik is Asr. The second case of the braisa was when I have an egg which I know is Asr, and now it falls into 1,000 heter ones, but I don't know which one it is. You know, it gets mixed up. Says the braisa, that's also Asr. So this rule of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, Afilu be'elef lo batel, is really referring to the second case of the braisa, right? Because afilu be'elef lo batel, it's talking about the case where I have something which is definitely usher, and it falls into 1,000 permitted ones, since it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, since matzah yontif, you know, I could fresh and I could eat whatever I want. I can eat all 1,000 eggs if you really want to, you know, you're really hungry after post Yom Kippur. You could eat, you know, you could really eat whatever you want, because it's everything's mutter after Yontif, that's for sure. So therefore, I do not allow you to eat any of the eggs on Yom Tov because it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. V'chol davar sheyesh lo matirin afilu be'elef lo batal. Okay, that's beautiful. But what does it have to do with the first case of the Braisa? Safek Asura. The case of Safek Asura is, I have an egg right here. One egg. I'm a very poor farmer, and I only have one egg right here. I just forgot when it was born. If it's born on Yom Tov, it's Asur. If it's born before Yom Tov, it's Mutter. Says the Gemara, because of the concept of Dover Sheyesh Lomatir, and since this egg will be Mutter after Yom Tov, so then I feel Be'elef will battle. Okay, I understand that I feel Be'elef, even in 1,000 it won't be battle. But why does that tell me that this Suffolk Dirabanan over here is Lakula? You're following me? It's a little bit weird. Well, right, it's Lakula, right? It should be Lakula. Right, again, I have one egg. I'm not sure if it's Mutter, if it's us. Suffolk Dirabanan Lakula should tell me, but since it's only an Isser Dirabanan, it's Lakula. But Rav Ashi says that since if I have a Vadai Isser, which would fall into 1,000, we would say, oh, Dover Sheish Lomatirin, I feel Be'elef Lobato, and it would be Usser. So too, if I have one egg, and I'm not sure if it's Mutter, or if it's Usser, we also say, Dover Sheish Lomatirin, and now it's Usser. Now I'm getting a couple of puzzled looks, because that doesn't really make so much sense. Someone would like to explain that to me. Meaning, again, just because I have a rule, Dover Sheish Lomatirin, I feel Be'elef Lobato, that means one falls into 1,000, so all 1,000 are Usser, because since eventually it will be Mutter, so now it's Usser as well. So just because I have a Chumrah over there, why do I say that same Chumrah? Does that same Chumrah apply, that's the question, if it's just one egg, and I'm not sure if it's Mutter or if it's Usser? So says Rav Ashi, it does. But remember, apparently the Gemara earlier on thought that it didn't apply. So we have to understand exactly what is Rav Ashi being mechadesh. Rav Ashi is saying that if an egg falls into 1,000 eggs, so it's usher. So now if I have a suffix, if an egg is usher or mutter itself, and I don't have 1,000 eggs, I just have this one egg itself, we're also machmir. So how does Rashi say it? So let's back up for a second. Let's back up. Well, I want someone to throw out for me a very basic svara. Why dover sheyesh matirin? Why we're machmir by dover sheyesh matirin?
Balabatish
is possible.
It's eventually going to be permitted, so we should. Yeah, you can wait a little bit.
Says Rashi, exactly Daniel's prat. Let's look at Gimel Amud Beis Rashi. It's smack in the middle of Gimel Amud Beis. It's right, perfect. No, then the sons of Balabatish are always the right ones. Yeah. So Sheyesh Lomatirin says Rashi, smack in the middle. Sheyachol, right? Sheyesh Lomatirin. So I go to that Gosabach. Sheyachol laachlo achar yomtiv beheter gomor. Meaning that's why this is, since you could eat it, and I think Rashi even says it clearer. Read the next Rashi also. In the middle of the next Rashi, Vafil be'elef lobato, by the word after the word Shemos, you know, a line below that, it says, Ho'il v'yesh lo matirin l'achar zman, lo yachlenu be'isser al yidei bito. Since there will be mutter, since I don't know for sure, matzei yontif, everything that's born on yontif becomes automatically mutter, because it's yontif is over. So why take a risk now? I have one egg, which was usher, it falls into 1,000. And I want to have 5 eggs now. So why take a risk? It's a 5 out of 1,000 chance that I'm going to eat Isser. So says Rashi, why take the risk? Control yourself. Wait till after Yom Tov. You'll eat the egg beheter. That's the Svara. Fine. Okay. So now the question becomes, according to that Svara, so what about our case of the Suffolk Usser? I'm not sure if this item was born on Yom Tov or it was born on Chol. So should it? We say the same concept of Dover Sheyesh Lomatirin. Does Daniel's same svar, does Rashi's svar still apply?
Well, it's just a 3-day Yom Tov, first day, so he wants to wait another 2 days.
No, that's a good question. So but I think it's the svar how are you, that's a good point, but how are you allowed to, like, play with Isurim? How are you at a risk Isurim? There's a chance you're doing an Isur over here. Yeah. If it was poison, what would you do? And you knew that the poison was going to be, you know, done later on, you wouldn't take a chance, you know, whatever, but it's...
Maybe you could link the Seifa to the Risha, where the Seifa has talking about 1,000. Mm-hmm. Maybe he has other ones. I don't know. That's very simple.
He has other
eggs. He doesn't daf any.
Okay, so Dover Sheyesh Lomatirin. Okay, could be that's a puzzle. Shot.
The Dover Sheyesh Lomatirin was sent by what? Was it sent by Batal?
Yes.
Sent by
you're hitting the whole Chabura. No. It was sent only by Batal. Rav Ashi, that's the whole chabura right there. I thank you for saying that very succinctly. Davar sheyesh matirin, like I tried to allude to before, but I didn't say that clearly, is only a din by bittul. It's a feel be'elful bittul. That phrase was said. But now just taking Daniel's svara, and I think this is what how Rashi learns Rav Ashi, is that it could extend, the same logic applies by our case, where you are not sure if this egg is mutter, this egg is usser, right? I'm not sure if this egg is mutter, this egg is usser. So why risk it? Wait another 5 hours till Yontif's over, wait another 20 hours till Yontif's over, and then fresh on this egg, eat this egg. You know, you could cook it, you can make scrambled eggs, do whatever you want, you know, you could green eggs and ham if you want. But the point is that you'll eat it, you'll eat it later on. So how could you risk eating it now? That's Daniel Svar. Let's read Rashi by Rav Ashi. Is it so simple? The whole chabura could be over. Mm-hmm. Says Rashi, so it says Rav Ashi, it's on Dawid Amud Aleph. Rashi says, go to Afil b'drabbanan. It's the next Rashi after Rav Ashi. It's like smack in the middle again of the page. Kigon Beitza, the Xeris Paris and Nostrum, Hivo Batla B'tar Vosea. We just said this law that if it falls into 1,000, it's not batal, because since it will be permitted after Yontif. V'chihechi d'betula machmarinan mehai taima. Mehai taima, like Daniel said, since the same reason applies, b'sveka nami machmarinan mehai taima. Emphasis on the words mehai taima. That since Daniel's logic applies, that since, why risk it? Wait till after Yontif will be mutter. So same thing, if I'm not sure if this egg is mutter or usser, the same logic applies, and we're machmir davar sheishol matir. Okay. So what is the whole point of this chabura? So what's the machlok? So where do we get the problem? The problem is that there's a famous, I wanted to do with this chabura, I told you guys, I want to try to get like the famous shittas. Like, you know, Ari Baruch always makes fun of me when I say, you know, the famous shittas, because I didn't know something's famous. But if all the achronim talk about, like, you know, one kasha, and you know it's famous kasha. So one of the famous kashas here is the Pnei Yeshua's kasha, which really the Rashash asks as well. So Daniel's Baal Batish Asvara is very Baal Batish, because there's a lumdish, which is good. It's the correct one in Rashi. But the Ran tries to come up with a little bit more convoluted explanation for why, in general, Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin is Usser. Why, just because something's going to be Mutter later on, does it make it Usser now, if it gets mixed with other things? So there's a sheet to that in Echulin that holds Min Bimino is not Batal. Which means that if I have one egg, falls into 1,000 eggs, then it is not batal, because we never say batal by two things that are the same item. Min bimina. Okay. So how do we ever say the concept of bittul? If something usser falls into something mutter, and one egg usser falls into other, how do we say it's not min, it's min bimino? No, what's the pshat? So since the usser item is usser, then we view it as if it becomes a different min. Meaning, I have an usser M&M, let's not stick with eggs, so I don't want to confuse our Gemara. I have an usser M&M, which falls into a Skittles, right? Skittles falls into M&M, so it's a min bimino, let's assume. It's the same thing, you can't tell the difference. So I have an usser item, falls into a heter item, it's the same thing. So normally we should say min bimino is not batal, but since the usser item is usser, so it takes on the form of a different min. It's like his snot, there's this clash can still exist. Normally, min bimino, there's no clash, so there can be no bittul if there's no clash. But since the usser item, even if it's the same item as that other thing, since it's usser, so now a clash comes about. That's how the Ran says in the Darim. It's a famous Ran which says in the Darim, that's how bittul works. There's a clash. One item clashes with other items. Since it clashes, so then it like swallows up, that's how bittul works. Fine. So min bimino, in general, shouldn't work if not for this clash of Isser and Heter. Since this is a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, it's not such a bona fide clash. So since it's a Heter, it's an Usser item, but will be Mutter later on, when it falls into a lot of Heter things, that clash does not exist. Okay. Yeah, you're with me? So in general, Savei D'Rabbanan Zakula, just in general, when I have Isser v'heter, I say there's this clash which makes it batal. Since Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, there is no clash, so I cannot say the concept of bittul. Okay. That's how the Ran learns Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. How is that a problem? Okay, it's a bomb kasha. So what's up with Rav Ashi? Again, our Bryce has two cases. It has one case where I'm not sure if this was born on Yontif or born on Chol, says the Bryce, Suffolk is Usser. Okay. Second case was I have a, something which I know is usher, but it falls in 1,000 heter, says the Gemara, that's also usher. So Rashi, the first pshat, Daniel's pshat, said, since I know in the second case, I'm machmir by davar sheyesh lo matirin, so therefore I'm machmir, that same svara that Daniel's svara applies, even to the first case of regular, if I'm not sure if something is mutar usher, is it usher? Fine. However, if you take the Ran's reason why the second case is usher, what's the Ran's reason why I have something which is usher, which falls into 1,000, and now it's not batal? Why? Why is it usher? If one isser falls into 1,000 heter? Because since it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, there is no clash over here, and therefore I can say the concept of bittel. Fine, so that's why I don't say the bittel in that second case. But then in that first case, where I'm not sure if this egg is mutter or this egg is usher, and I just have this one egg in front of me, should I be machmir? No. I bank back on the suffix derabban and wakula. Again, one more time. According to the Ran, the only reason why I say davar sheyesh lo matirin is not batal, something which will be mutter later on, is not batal right now, is not because of Daniel's svara, according to the Ran, that, oh, since I could wait till later on, why don't I shouldn't need it now? It's nothing to do with that. It has to do with the very lomdisha concept of how bittul works. Bittul does not work when there's no clash. Since it's the same item, the only way there could be a clash is if it's bona fide isser and bona fide heter. But this isn't bona fide isser because it will be mutter later on. Okay, but now we went to this 1 second, and then now I get to our first case though, when I'm not sure if this item is usser or if this item is mutter. Right? I'm not sure if this item is usser, this item is mutter. Nothing to do with bittel. That first case has nothing to do with bittel. It's nothing to do with something falling into other stuff. It's that I have an egg which I'm not sure is it born yesterday or born today. So Daniel said before, yeah, well, the same svara of davar sheyesh lo matirin should apply. That's only true if the svara of davar sheyesh lo matirin is since I could wait till tomorrow, I don't risk anything today. But according to the Ran, that's not the svara. The Ran svara of davar sheyesh lo matirin is exactly what Tzvi said. It's a svara which is limited to bittel, because only if something is davar sheyesh lo matirin will it affect something falling into other things, because then we say, oh, there's no clash. But again, if I have an egg, which I'm not sure if it's born on Yontif, before Yontif, or if it's born on Yontif itself, there's no such thing as a clash. Now, ask questions, because I can explain this very clearly. For one thing, sometimes I don't have it clear, and then I can't explain it. I think I have it clear, so tell me if I'm not being clear. Yeah?
No. How do you know that the Ran was limiting davar sheyesh lo matirin to a bittel case? Maybe he was saying in case of bittel, davar sheyesh lo matirin, we have this situation, but there is a concept of davar sheyesh lo matirin without bittel.
But what's the svar of that? So again, the svar.
Yeah,
you're saying maybe the Ran...
Where do we learn from the Ran? I don't have the Ran in front of me.
No, neither do I. It's a long Ran. It's very, very long.
How do you know it's dafka for bittel?
Okay, so he's, the way that he speaks it out, the reason why he says davar sheyesh lo matirin is not batal, is remember the Gemara says by
the he's saying what they said the reason why it's not batal, but okay, but we're not talking about batal.
So let's back up for a second. Let's
it's old with davar sheyesh lo matirin.
Excellent, excellent. So it really gets into what Tzvi's point said before. Tzvi pointed out that the whole concept of davar sheyesh lo matirin was initially only said by bittal. Was initially only said by things falling into other things. Okay, that's where the Gemara said it by. Now Daniel Svara kind of expands davar sheyesh lo matirin. Because Daniel Svar is, oh, anytime I've got like a suffix tomorrow, you know, whoa, I have a suffix now and I could eat it beheter tomorrow, don't risk it, you know, like stay far away from that. So that we could extrapolate and apply it to our case of one item, if it's suffix, if it's mutter, suffix, if it's usser. Because that same, like, you know, chumrah aspect, like, applies by that as well. But if you say that it's only by bittel, and it's the svar of the Ran, that it has to do with clashes, that I can't be mavatel something when it's isser and heter, but it's not really, when it's not real isser and heter, so therefore that only applies to the world of bittel. You don't know to extrapolate it to suffik usser. Now you're getting into a little bit what the simple achronish answer is, but I'm trying to, like, play devil's advocate for a minute, just to show you that that's not so simple. But yeah.
Can you relate bittel to suffik? By saying bittel is really a case of suffix because you're not sure.
So I didn't chap the Rashash. I didn't chap the Rashash. I didn't chap the Rashash's answer until you just said it now. I mean, I could breathe it, but you just said it well. So the Rashash gives... No, I wasn't going to say over the Rashash's answer because I couldn't explain it well. What Gary's really saying, so the simple answer to this question, it's not really so simple, it's actually more of a Wamdush answered it, is that really you can extrapolate from one to the other one. Is because everything that falls into something else, in essence, is really 1,000 suffix.
Right.
Right? Okay. If you take one Isser thing, falls into 1,000 heter. And now I pull one out of that group to see if I can eat it. It's really the same kind of issue of suffix, is it mutter aser?
Really, not really.
Why not? It gets a little bit. Does she know why? You hear that?
Less of a chance.
Suffix is suffix.
So yeah, but it's that's the Rishash's point.
Chance, I mean.
They argue with the Rishash. I don't chop this the oneness of how this Rishash works so much, because you're right. Because there is a difference. We have a different concept of bittel, and then when something is mutter usser, so we have to find.
Bittel could be a subcategory of suffix.
Correct. So we're going to see answers which are like that. Okay, good. Now the simple answer is whole sugya, just to throw up this whole chabura. It's kind of say what Michael said, is that like really. The Ran says that different Svara Nedarim over there, what he's talking about Davar Sheish Matin, really ascribes to Daniel's Svara, you know, like, on the bottom line, and therefore you can extrapolate it to our case as well.
Just be clear, this is a question on the Ran, not Ravashi, right?
Well, it's correct, it's on a question of the Ran's understanding of Rav Ashi.
Okay.
Now, this is just a cute point. Because of this Ran's problem, that kind of explains the question of the Gemara. Right, the Gemara had a question, and Rav Ashi answered it. Rav Ashi answered it based on either Daniel's way or a different way. We're going to have to figure out.
Rav Ashi seems to have been a big Kiddush.
Right. And the Kiddush may be your Hezber of Davar Sheish Matirin. But the Makshin, the questionnaire, could have been held like the Ran. And that could be the Machlokas of the Gemara. The questionnaire holds like the Ran. The answer holds like Rashi. If you don't get that, that's not so important. Fine. But, so let's just back up. So according to that svara of Davar Sheish Matirin, that famous way of learning Davar Sheish Matirin, it's a famous Ran. That's how people, you want to quote over that Ran. That Ran, everyone says, why does Davar Sheish Matirin not Bittel? It's because there's no clash by a Davar Sheish Matirin. And in order to have Bittel, you need a clash. That's beautiful, but what does that have to do with my case of I'm not sure if this egg is born yesterday or born today? There's nothing to do with clashes. We should bank on our original thing of Suffolk, Durabun, and Wakula. So why is Rav Ashi say that we're Machmir by Suffolk? If something is born, I'm not sure if it's born on today or it's born yesterday, why does Rav Ashi say that it is usser? So what is the pshat? Yeah.
Are you suggesting that the Rosh Hashanah Matirin only works in the context of a bottle situation?
Yeah, I think that's what she said before. I think that's true. I think according
crazy,
to the I think according to the Ran, I think according to we're gonna see if it's true. So that's the rest of the Chabura. No, I have 15 minutes to show you, does it? Machlokism, it's going to be machlokism across the board. We're going to have to see. We'll see.
If you think of just what a Davar Sheish Matirin is, something that you can't do now, but you can do later.
Yeah, what are you yelling at me for? That's the Ran. It's very good. So you ascribe to Daniel and Rashi and the stuff. But the Ran and the Nedarim, you have to take that for granted. Yeah, it's a huge Ran. It's a page long. I haven't looked at it recently. I looked at it. I think it maybe even called it Telzer Ran. That's what people call it, a Telzer Ran. I can't really explain to you why that's true. So clearly, or definitely not within 15 minutes. But this Ran is a famous, that's why it says Davar Sheish Matirin is usser. So that wouldn't apply, that would kind of like limit it to Bittel cases. Right, exactly. Okay, so what's Pshat of the Rashi? So I have kind of like a Baobatish answer, but I think it's MS also. I think it's MS, but I'll make a diuk, one or two diukim in Rashi and the Ran, and I'll tell you what it is. They're like very Baobatish, you know? When I want to extrapolate from A to B, yeah, it's very easy, right? I could either say A is usser because of this reason, and that same reason applies to B as well. That's exactly what Daniel did. Daniel said, Davar Sheish Matirin is going to be mutter, since it's going to be mutter a day later, right? It's going to be mutter a day later, so don't risk it now. That svara applies as well to suffix. If it's us or not. And in fact, I read to you Rashi. Sounds exactly right. What did I highlight in Rashi? May high timer, since we're machmirin on may high timer for this reason over here, by A. So we're machmir the same may high timer by reason number B. That's very nice. It's Daniel's pshat, it's Rashi's pshat. You don't always have to say that. You know, there is a concept everyone knows about chumras. You could say that since the rabbis were machmir by A, for whatever reason, so therefore, they just wanted to make like all the halachas and like the same types of halachas equal, so they were machmir by B. But not because of the same reason necessary which applied by A applies by B as well. Is that like clear? Is that like crazy to say? I mean, just because the rabbis were machmir about one thing, and now they extend that to another thing, and they're not only, the reason why they're extending it doesn't have to be because the same reason exactly applies. They could be machmir by one case, for whatever reason, in this case, because of this Ran in the Nedarim's reason of Davar Sheish Matirin, there's no clash in the case where one falls into 1,000. But then the rabbis could say, well, look, If I start matering that, once I'm being machmer by that, I have to be machmer across the board in other suffix type cases, even if the same exact reason doesn't apply. And that's what I think the Ran would answer to Rav Ashi. Now I'm going to try to prove that. Okay, yeah.
And then according to Daniel, then Davar Shesh Matirin doesn't only apply to Gush Pashul.
Yes, that would answer, right, that would already, right, to Uri's point.
Right.
Yeah.
So we can't say that anymore. We
can't say that anymore, right? I tried to like stop Ori and Tzvi into like,
oh,
yeah, no, but Ori and Tzvi were saying that same idea that like, oh, according to the Ran, oh, Davar Shesh Matirin only applies by Bittul. The way I'm explaining it now is the reason only applies by Bittul, but since we're machmer by Bittul, we're now machmer by everything else for some other reason because we want to be machmer. We don't want people to get confused, right? Even though the same exact reason doesn't apply by if this thing is mutter or if this thing is asr, I'm going to extend it to that as well. Now, I'm not going to really give a clear explanation for that because that doesn't need a clear explanation. The whole concept is like, it's like a chumrah. There is no lum this time. It's not like, oh, you have to take Daniel's reason and apply that same reason to something else. You don't have to take the Ran's reason because the reason doesn't apply. I'm just machmer. But I want to show you just textually, that's what I think the Ran is saying. Now, that Ran over there is in the Dharam talking about something else. It's talking about Davar Shesh Matirin. But how does the Ran learn our Gemara? So if you turn, I don't know if you have it, I think I put on the Marmachomus, I don't remember. Marmachomus for a long time ago. But it's Beis Amud Beis. It's Beis Amud Beis in the Dafe of the Rif. It's page 4 of like by the Ran. It's the Dibur Maslow's call. I don't know, it's, again, tell me if there's like a diuk. He just doesn't say those two words of Rashi, Mehai Taima. Rashi, I said, says, oh, since the reason Daniel's reason applies by A, so I say that same reason, Mehai Taima, by B as well.
I was going to say that this whole thing is all removed in the context of the fact that you said behind time you made a big stress on that.
Yeah.
To say that he would have said the same thing, he would have said a totally different reason that it applied, that it's mutter.
Well, he can't say his reason in Nedarim, right? Because his reason in Nedarim wouldn't extrapolate to something.
I'm here.
So what would you want him to say? So how would you write?
I don't know the reason.
So the problem is he doesn't say anything. No, so that's why I'm not banking it only on this deal. But I'm just saying it's nice. He doesn't say that same. Usually the Ran, if he's just quoting over Gemara, well, a lot of times paraphrase Rashi. Look at page 4, though. He doesn't say that. He just says, it says, Mukach me Gemara. It's like smack in the middle again of page 4. It's page 4 in the Ran. It's on the right-hand side. Beis Amud Beis. It's just one line. I'm just reading it. You see, it's in the smack in the middle of the Dibur Maskel Kol, and the Ran is on the right side. Mm-hmm. He says, Mukach b'gemara. It says, D'chihechi, the Amar Rav Ashi, D'chol davar sheish matir, afil b'drabanu, afil b'alafobato, hokanami machmir bey b'sveika, afil b'drabanu l'chumra. He just says, oh, focuses, since we're machmir by that case, so we're machmir over here also. He doesn't say, oh, since that reason applies by A, like Daniel's Svaro and Rashi, since that Mehai time it applies over there, so it should apply over here as well. Because the Ran is of this opinion that just because I'm machmir, again, I have one thing which falls into 1,000 things. We say that one usher thing falls into 1,000 other things, we say it's usher, because of Davar Shesh Matir, and I feel about Elif Lobato. Says the Ran, because I say that's usher, so I want to say the same. So the rabbis were very nervous, so they were machmir across the board. And that even if that reason doesn't apply, because there's the clash issue doesn't apply, when there's something which I'm not sure if it's born on Erev Yontif or born on Yontif, the Ran says I'm machmir by that case as well. And he doesn't explain it.
That was the Ran. So why do you need the Ran? There was a Rashi right before Afilu b'Rabbanan.
Yeah.
Hacha Gun and Lachumra.
Oh, correct, but Rashi also says Mehai Taima. Doesn't he say Mehai Taima?
But Rashi's like giving both explanations.
Well, you're right. Well,
applying the Machmir.
One second. Even according to Rashi and Daniel Svar, it's definitely a Chumra. Since we're Machmir by A, so we're Machmir by B. But Rashi throws in two extra words. Or he doesn't like my diuk so much, and I don't blame him. Because I didn't see anyone say this, and I'm just trying to, I'm kind of like fumfering to answer up this famous kasha that everyone asks the Ran, that they say according to the Ran on Rav Ashi. I'm kind of like fumfering a little bit. Unless you want to get fancy and say, like, Gary's pshat, that everything that falls into something else is really a sucks. But what meaning, and therefore Rashi has to also say, since we're machmer by A, we're machmer about B. Rashi adds in two words. He says, mehai taima. You can read Rashi again. Let's read Rashi again. Daud Amar Aleph.
Why can't Mehai Taima refer to Davar Shesh Matirin and not like the reasoning behind it?
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Fair enough. Perhaps. Then it's not such a big
two reasons for the way Davar Shesh Matirin works might be. I don't know.
You're right. No, it could be just saying Mehai Taima for Davar Shesh Matirin. Mask him. It's just interesting how Rashi did. You're masking to me the deer. Rashi didn't have to say Mehai Taima,
yeah,
right? Yeah. Something. Look at Ran. In fact, Ran doesn't say Mehai Taima. Look at this Rashi one more time in Daud Amar Aleph in Rashi. Apil b'der Rabban, and it's again smack in the middle. It says it could go in Beitz the Gzeris Paris and Noshni Vobava b'der Rabusa v'chiecha debetua machmerinon mehai taima b'sreikanami machmerinon mehai taima. Look, Rashi definitely says mehai taima a lot of times. You know, there's no need for that extra words. I think the Ran doesn't need that as well. Okay, good. Once I have to, let me just go a little further. Yep. Okay. Now, this is also a little bit of crazy diak. I think this is pretty cool diak though. Tell me, I don't know what else is pshat this Magen Mishnah. I need to get a Magen Mishnah. Okay, here. So says the Magen Mishnah. So what is the Rambam Paskin? You're writing the Rambam. You come out, you like Ravashi. Ravashi is the last dude of the Gemara. We usually pass him like Ravashi is straight up. Is the how would you Paskin? You would write in your halacha, you would write, if I have a suffix, how would you write it? You would say, two halachas. You would write, if something falls into, something usser falls into 1,000 heter things on Yontif, is it mutter usser? Usser. And you would write the same way that if something, I'm not sure if this item was born on Erev Yontif, this egg was born Erev Yontif, or on Yontif, mutter usser. Usser. That's Ravashi, straight up Ravashi. Why? See, if it's like Daniel's reason that the Mehai time up wise, right? That since Davar Sheish Martin, since I could wait till after Yontif, don't eat it on Yontif itself. That's the Daniel smart. Or I could say, my like Chiddush, I'm trying to tell you that it's just a Chumra Ba'alma. Because really, the whole reason why we should be Machmer by Davar Sheish Martin only applies when one falls into 1,000. So why, if I'm not sure if this egg was born on Erev Yontif or on Yontif, why am I Machmer for that reason? Just a Chumra. Just the rabbis were careful across the board.
You're not arguing that it's Davar Sheish Martin. You're arguing, I think maybe there are two possible explanations of Davar Sheish Martin.
See, so I don't know if that's true. I thought a lot about that point. I don't know if I'm saying that. It's... I think so, right? Am I? Is it? I'm not sure.
Saying it works for a different reason.
But it's only double.
But either way, it's still double sheshem atirin. But
it has to be because that's what Ravashi said.
Right.
Well, yeah, but the question is, would it be limited to double sheshem atirin? That's what I'm saying. Or is that since we're machmer by I guess you're right. It has to be within the framework of double sheshem atirin. You're right. Well, the first way, Daniel's way, has to be double sheshem atirin. That's for sure. Now the question is, though, in the Ran's way, am I limiting it to double sheshem atirin? Yes, but you're right. It has nothing to do with double sheshem atirin. Double sheshem atirin is just like the category of when I make this like general gezera. But you're right, it's not because of Davar Sheish Matirin, but you're right, it would be limited to cases of Davar Sheish Matirin. I think so. But let me show you at the Rambam. So the Rambam, just this is a whole other hak, which is totally outside the Chabura, but just good hak in the Rambam. The Rambam actually doesn't paskin that suffix is usser. The Rambam never says explicitly our case that if I'm not sure if an egg is born on Erev Yontif or it's born on Yontif, the Rambam never says that suffix case of Beitza is usser. Okay, so they say the Rambam relies on a different halacha, which has to do with the Gemara in Shabbos, which is really a similar idea. So I'm not sure if something was usser or not usser. Not a case of being born, but let's say I designated black chickens and white chickens to eat on Yontif. Or I designated the black ones and not the white ones. Zimin shchorim ulevenim umatzah shchorim b'makom levenim. Whatever, I tried to make that. Thought that I was going to eat the black chickens, that's the ones I designated so that they're not muksor or whatever the problem is. And then all of a sudden I find white ones. Meaning the case is I'm not sure if this thing is mutter on Yontif or usser on Yontif. So that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says it's usser. Okay. Says the Magen Mishnah, why is it usser? Now why would you say it's usser? Why would a suffix be usser or not? Meaning why should a suffix be usser or mutter on Yontif? So you could say one of two reasons. This is the whole Chabura. You would say Daniel's reason, which I think he would call it Davar Sheish Matirin, because the reason of Davar Sheish Matirin applies by a suffix as well. That was all Daniel's shot. Or you could just say because we're Machmir, right? Because we're just Machmir, it's just a Chumrah. It happens to be it's a Davar Sheish Matirin, but that's not the reason why it's usser. It's because we're Machmir. Look at this Magen Mishnah. I'm telling you, I couldn't have written this Magen Mishnah better. It's like a little bit scary. And I don't know what he's talking about. He just says, Vida. Yeah, listen to this. Shekol din muksa v'nolad b'chlal zeh. Okay, everything, all sveikos are usher. V'hatam, mipnei shehu davar sheyesh lo matirin. That's the Gemara. That's straight up. That's Ravashi. That's Daniel. Everything's fine. Yeah, everything's good. Right? What's this? I couldn't find anyone who talks about these next five words. Or shiratzu chachamim lahachmir b'safik zeh. One of the rabbis just wanted to make some chumrah. Why does he need that? Daniel's reason was beautiful. It was a davar sheyesh lo matirin. It's ba'abadish, but it's correct in Rashi. I think he's trying to allude to the Ryan's Pratt as well. And it's just because we're machmir. The reason doesn't apply. It's just a separate chumrah. Do we assert A for a certain reason? And therefore, just to make it all like equal, so we have machmir B as well. I think that's what the Magen Mishnah is saying. It is, sorry, Hilchos Yom Tov, Perek Beis, Halacha Vav, in the Magen Mishnah.
Is Mukta Deraisa or Derabbanan?
So that's
that
a whole hack.
Particular case.
A whole hack. So I think let's assume Derabbanan.
Okay.
Let's assume that. Okay. Now last point. Yeah, last point. I end always on 9:30. Bidiyuk for sure. So what's the nafkamina between Rashi and Iran? This is my own. Again, take it or leave it. Here we go. Yeah? Let's combine both cases. You ready for this? I'm not sure that this egg is mutter or usser, so it's a suffix. And now it falls into a thousand mutter. What's this called? Svek sveka. I have one suffix, which now falls into another suffix, sorry. It's a svek sveka. Usually we're more meka by svek sveka.
Dover sheyesh matir.
But it's dover sheyesh matir. So normally by svek sveka I say it's mutter. But here it's a problem. I have one suffix which falls into another suffix. Each one by itself would be usher. Now it's a svek sveka, so maybe it should be mutter. But it's davar sheyesh lo matir. So let's apply it. If you say Daniel's reason that since I could be wait till tomorrow, I'm very very conservative. I'm very careful, not conservative in that sense, but conservative like I'm very very afraid of doing yisurim over here. It's gonna be mutter tomorrow. I'm far from to it. It's gonna be mutter. Anything that's a suffix, which is gonna be mutter tomorrow, even though it's a svek sveka, I stay far away from it on yontif. Stay far away. It's a svek sveka. Who cares? It's a chumrah. Since I can eat it beheter tomorrow, so be machmer by svek sveka.
Not a real svek sveka.
Shita mekubetzes says according to Rashi. I found Shita mekubetzes says according to Rashi's reason, Daniel's reason, svek sveka is usser. But even if it's davar sheyesh, when it's davar sheyesh matirin, because I don't know if Alva, I have to look at it again. I looked at it last week. I have to look at him again. I think he's pretty explicit. He definitely says it's usher. I think he's explicit because the Daniel's svara should apply to svek sveka. Fine. What about according to the Ran? So the Ran says mafurush for a different reason, but he says, and look at that same Ran. You guys still have your same page on that Ran? Look at that Ran for a second. The Ran, it's that same Ran. For 1 second, sorry, if you turn back, it's the end of that run. If you haven't, I'll read it to you. Otherwise, it's like one line. On Beis Amud Beis and Dafe Harif, the run, the next word where we picked off, Umiyu Besafek Besvek Sveka Daraisa Inami Afil Bedrabanan Tricha Iyuna Iyazlin and Beilakua Olo. I'm not sure if it's mutter or not. And then later on, in the later run, he seems to say that it's mutter. And in fact, the Ran is quoted over by the Shach in Yaradeya Kuf Yud as saying that Svek Sveka by Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is mutter.
It's too much of a stretch.
Meaning, because that's all. According to the Ran, we're just machmir as much as we can. Since I'm machmir by when one falls into a thousand, so I'm machmir by a suffix as well. That was our whole svar of the Ran. Okay, but how far do you extend that? We try to limit that when it comes to svek sveka. Maybe I don't make this extra chumrah. If it's Daniel's svar that a reason applies, so then I need to carry it across the board, even for svek sveka. Just for raid. So is sveka davar sheyesh lo matirin? Is it mutter or not? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down this actually a machlokas. This is a big machlokas. Again, the case is if I have a suffix which falls into other suffix, which is svek sveka, but it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. I can eat it after yontif. Is it mutter or usser? So we said Rashi says it's usser. We said the Ran says that it's mutter. So what's the halacha? So Mishnah Berurah says it is usser. Mishnah Berurah says it's usser. We paskin svek sveka by a davar sheyesh lo matirin is usser like Rashi. He says, but makom hefsid, you could be lenient. Mr. Burris is Malcolm Hefsid, you could rely on this Mako Shita. Shkak, guys.
There's 7 people that ate the...